WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's get real for a second. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel running nonstop? Notifications pinging, emails flooding in, that nagging to-do list screaming at you. It's enough to make anyone reach for another cup of coffee. Or maybe three. But what if I told you there's a way to hit the pause button, find some inner peace, and actually enjoy this crazy ride called life? That's right, we're diving into the world of meditation and mindfulness today. Don't worry, I'm not about to make you sit cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting mantras. Unless that's your thing, then rock on. We're talking practical tips, real-life hacks, and ways to weave a little calm into your everyday hustle. So strap in, because here are five key takeaways to help you find your inner zen. First off, understand this. Meditation isn't about emptying your mind like some mythical void. It's more about paying attention to your thoughts without judgment. Think of it like training your brain to be a curious observer instead of getting swept up in the chaos. Imagine yourself as a surfer riding a wave. You can feel the energy, but you're not fighting it. You just go with the flow. Second, start small. You don't need hours of dedicated time to reap the benefits. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can do wonders. Try setting a timer and simply observing your breath as it flows in and out. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Third, find what works for you. There are tons of different meditation styles out there. Guided meditations, walking meditations, even mindful eating. Experiment and see what resonates with your personality and lifestyle. You might be surprised at how much joy you find in something as simple as paying attention to the textures and flavors of your food. Fourth, be patient and kind to yourself. Your mind is a powerful thing, and it's not going to quiet down overnight. There will be times when you get distracted, when your thoughts race off on tangents. That's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath or chosen focus. You're building a muscle here, folks, and muscles need time to grow strong. Finally, remember that mindfulness isn't just about meditation. It's about bringing that same sense of awareness into every aspect of your life. Take a moment to really appreciate the sunshine warming your skin. Listen to the birds singing their morning chorus. Savor the taste of your coffee. These little moments of presence can make all the difference in how you experience the world. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Remember that feeling when you're stuck in traffic? Your heart starts racing, your mind races with thoughts about being late, and you find yourself clenching your jaw. Sounds familiar, right? But what if instead of getting lost in the frustration, you practiced mindfulness while stuck in that jam? Focus on your breath, notice the sights and sounds around you. Maybe even listen to a calming song. By shifting your focus from the problem to the present moment, you can transform that stressful experience into a chance to practice some self-care. So there you have it, folks. Five key takeaways to help you find peace of mind through meditation and mindfulness. Remember, starting small, being patient with yourself, and finding what works best for you are crucial. Don't underestimate the power of these practices to transform your life, one mindful moment at a time. And before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to finding peace in the digital age? Share your thoughts, stories, and tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Minimalism so you don't miss an episode of our quest for a more mindful and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay grounded, stay connected, and most importantly, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.